Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays.
Personal Development Sundays, baby. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the first episode of many, and I sacrificed my life for this. I sacrificed my life to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, to live better, act better, think better, to do it all. And Sundays is the day you can actually get it done. See, a lot of people think that Sundays is a day for football, a day for relaxation. I get it. You want to run your errands. You want to go do laundry. You want to do all of that. But why aren't you dedicating today? Why aren't you dedicating this day for personal development? My brand, my company, my lifestyle, my own life is built around the concept that personal development is needed at all times. Self-improvement comes from within. Self-improvement is something that you do. And sometimes it's when the room is dark. It's when you get up and you don't feel it. You see, because the doors are closed, the Facebook lives are off, and what are you gonna do? Listen, guys, you gotta get uncomfortable. And this is the Sunday show on Get Uncomfortable, the podcast show. I decided to roll with a weekly episode on Sundays because Sundays is when I open the books up. I start writing. I start planning my week, strategizing, being tactful, and understanding. Understanding that it takes preparation to see all types, of opportunities. Here's a quick story about opportunity. We learn of an African farmer who heard stories of other farmers and settlers making millions by discovering diamond mines. These stories excited the farmer so much that he sold his farm and went on a search to become rich by finding his own diamond mine. The farmer spent the rest of his life in an unsuccessful search for diamonds. He moved about the African continent, riddled by his quest, until one day, broke, tired, and defeated, and out of desperation, he plunged himself inside a river and drowned. Meanwhile, the man who had purchased the farm one day found a large and peculiar stone in a stream which was located on the property. The stone he found turned out to be a diamond with great value attached to it. He later discovered that the farm was covered with these types of stones, and the entire farm and property later became the world's richest diamond mine. As the story goes, this farmer already owned acres of diamond, but sold them for pennies in order for the opportunity to look for them elsewhere. What if the farmer first looked at what he had? What if the farmer first took time to prepare and to study and to see what diamonds look like in its rough state? He would be better equipped to make a decision for his own opportunity. Here is a quick definition of opportunity from Merriam-Webster, my favorite online go-to dictionary, and you should also have it as a bookmark. A favorable combination of circumstances, time, and place. A chance for greater success. Now, if that farmer took time and prepared himself, wouldn't you think he could have seen this opportunity? That's how we are in our everyday life. When it comes to personal development and self-improvement, we are giving ourselves a greater chance for success. We are giving ourselves a favorable combination of circumstances, time, and place due to action. You've developed your mindset. You've taken the necessary actions to learn something else. What do you want to learn? What do you want to learn? That's a good question. The first thing that we always should learn is ourself. Who are you? See, a lot of people can't answer that question. Really, who are you? The question kind of scares people because, you know, I understand it scared me too. I didn't know who I was, right? I was being someone else that my parents wanted. I was being who my coach wanted. I was being who my boss wanted. I was being who my girlfriend wanted. I was being someone else. What are your values? A great book and a great resource for you to pick up is Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And you will find out really, literally in a few hours who you are. Now, you know who you are. It's that person that keeps getting back and going back to this certain thing. It's that person that believes so wholeheartedly in this concept. It's that person that says no to this thing. It's that person that says yes to this thing. Who are you? Let's learn you first before you could move on in developing you next. Thank you so much for listening. This is PD Sundays with your host. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next week.